I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. A big thank you going out to all the people who work and volunteer at local food banks. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack's holiday message to food banks is one of deep gratitude for the important work they do every day, but especially in the past year and a half during the pandemic. Vilsack says the USDA is stepping up its own assistance.
Just recently, we established a local food purchase assistance cooperative agreement program that will award up to $400 million for emergency food assistance purchases of healthy, nutritious foods unique to the local geographic area. And we're also awarding up to $100 million in grants to expand the reach of TFAP into underserved communities in rural, remote, tribal, and low-income areas.
Feeding America, a national network of food banks, says that in Alabama, more than 788,000 people are facing hunger, and of them, more than 226,000 are children. In Georgia, 1.2 million people are facing hunger. Of them, 377,000 are children. And in Florida, that number is more than 2.5 million people facing hunger, with more than 720,000 being children. U.S. food banks distributed about 50% more food in 2020 compared to 2019, according to the New York Times. Many of the served were first-time visitors. The workers and volunteers served millions of people, even as they dealt with supply chain interruptions and health risks. I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.